With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Russia vetoed a UN resolution Thursday in a move that effectively abolishes the monitoring by United Nations experts of UN sanctions against North Korea aimed at reining in its nuclear program. Deputy U.S. Ambassador to the UN Robert Wood says Russia has emboldened North Korea through its veto.
Today's vote was nothing more than the attempt by one council member to silence the independent, objective investigations into DPRK Security Council violations. There is simply no other honest way to view this.
Russia's vote today prompted Western accusations that Moscow was acting to shield its weapons purchases from North Korea for use in its war against Ukraine in violation of sanctions. The forecast calls for a flurry of pink slips at Ford.
The automaker reportedly plans drastic cuts in the number of hourly workers at its Dearborn, Michigan factory that builds the Ford F-150 Lightning pickup truck, and sales of electric vehicles slow. The Detroit Free Press and Louisville Courier report that Ford will start trimming the hourly workforce next week. The company began the year by cutting production of the F-150 Lightning after weaker than expected electric vehicle sales growth. Apparently, many consumers are turning to hybrid vehicles instead of going all electric. Rich Thomason reporting.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for a cryptocurrency fraud that a prosecutor has described as one of the biggest financial frauds in U.S. history. Federal Judge Louis A. Kaplan imposed the sentence Thursday in a packed Manhattan courtroom. The 32-year-old Bankman-Fried was convicted in November of fraud and conspiracy charges. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 47 points, the Nasdaq down 20. This is SRN News. A new look at faith in America.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reveals that the only group of believers that is growing in this country is non-believers. 26% of Americans are religiously unaffiliated, up from 21% a decade ago. All faith groups are seeing declines in membership, with Catholics leading the way down. The poll does indicate that white evangelical Protestants are losing the least number of people, holding just about steady. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two families of minor children have filed a constitutional challenge to an Ohio law that bars sex change operations on anyone under the age of 18. The suit, filed with the help of the American Civil Liberties Union, claims that the state is denying transgender youth health care. The law, which also bars males from competing against females in school sports, is set to go into effect on April 24th. This is SRN News. Well, chocolate lovers around the world are feeling the pinch of rising cocoa prices due to changing weather patterns. We hear more from correspondent Karen Chamas, who has more on the story.
At the famous La Bonbonniere chocolate shop in Geneva, visitors rush to buy chocolate bunnies and eggs ahead of Easter. The shop's development director, Chantal Loubet, admits the low harvest in West Africa has had an effect on prices. About three-quarters of the world cocoa production comes from West Africa. With a shortfall in production and high fertilizer costs, farmers in Ghana, Ivory Coast, Nigeria and Cameroon are finding it difficult to survive. However, major global chocolate makers in Europe and the United States have more than passed on the rise in cocoa prices to consumers as their profits go up. I'm Karen Chamas.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.